USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump to meet with the Israeli Prime Minister. USA Radio's Tim Berg with a preview.
President Trump will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House on Monday. Speaking alongside Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Jerusalem, Netanyahu says the alliance between the United States and Israel has never been stronger.
It's an unbreakable bond that's based on shared values of liberty and democracy and shared interests to fight the enemies of democracy, the enemies of our way of life.
Secretary of State Pompeo says Israel always has a special place in his heart.
My very first trip as Secretary of State included a visit here. I'm proud to be here again, not only as America's top diplomat, but also as a man of faith that is always newly inspired when I get the chance to travel to Israel.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 216 points, the NASDAQ up almost 110 points, and the S&P 500 up 30 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
In other news, former Vice President Joe Biden reportedly considering Stacey Abrams as a running mate should he decide to run for 2020. Someone from his staff floating the idea to Axios, Abrams losing to Republican Brian Kemp, who President Trump endorsed in the Georgia governor's race.
We are grateful for you.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement field office in Atlanta, Georgia, to talk about border security.
We are standing with you, and we will keep standing with you as you enforce our laws and keep our community safe.
Now, the vice president noting that ICE operates under the Department of Homeland Security, created by former President George W. Bush in the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attack.
This month marks 16 years since Immigration and Customs Enforcement was created, and every single day since then. And men and women across this country, 20,000 American patriots, have been enforcing our laws.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
To Washington, where Counselor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway says even she's shocked at her husband George Conway's tweets and comments lately. Is their marriage in trouble?
That after her husband lashes out at President Trump on Twitter, questioning the president's mental stability.
My husband also has been very critical of the president publicly, which is unlike him, just because he's traditionally been a very private person. In 2016, which is known as the year of the tweet, George Conway sent exactly zero tweets. So this is new. And what also is new is not supporting the agenda of the president and my work there.
Conway speaking on Fox News, President Trump fired back at her husband, recently calling him a whack job and a stone cold loser. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To New Zealand now, where a few people shot in that terrorist attack while praying in their mosque remain in critical condition. And the investigation continues, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
We're told the youngest victim of the attack was only 3 years old and the eldest 71, as New Zealand's police commissioner Mike Bush explains the process.
We have to get the identifications absolutely correct. We have to prove cause of death. We've got all the expertise and resource required. We're doing it as quickly as possible, but in a way that ensures we don't make mistakes.
Another 50 were injured in the attack, 12 of whom remain in critical condition. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.